Open our ears, O Lord, to hear your word and know your voice. Speak to our hearts and clean our wills, that we may serve you now and always. Amen. Would you believe me that eating is part of journeying with Jesus Christ? I truly believe this, since we will not only be spiritually nourished, but physically, emotionally, and psychologically filled when we walk with Jesus day by day. And we have learned how Jesus sustains us in his previous discourses on the bread of life that we heard in the past few Sundays. But then again, this Sunday, we have heard in the gospel how the disciples ate with their bare hands. Perhaps these disciples were tired and hungry from their labors. So when they entered the house, saw the food, they just went on to eat after a day's work. For the Filipinos, they have no issue with this practice, as we are doing it every now and then. However, for the Jews, they go through the process of ritual hand washing before partaking of the food. So when the Pharisees and some of the scribes from Jerusalem saw what these disciples did, they criticized them why they eat with defiled hands. I am thinking that perhaps these Jewish leaders were not present when Jesus fed the multitude because they didn't say something when these people ate without first washing their hands. But the point of why these leaders criticizing the disciples was not necessarily on the ritual hand washing. They just want to pin down Jesus, undermine his credibility, and probably because of this, he will lose reputation and that people might stop to follow him. Nevertheless, instead of getting disheartened, Jesus thought what's more important as he reminded them the words of Isaiah saying, "These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines." To be clear, Jesus does not dismiss the issue of defilement insignificant. He does not dismiss the Mosaic law as unimportant. But he disagrees with the Pharisees in their interpretation of certain laws. That instead of interpreting God's laws for people to get better and clearer understanding, they elaborated it in a way that moved them away from what God intends. They interpreted these laws with rigidity so that these laws became a burden rather than a light or compass to find God in their midst. That is why Jesus called them hypocrites. This passage points or guides us on what we give priorities in our witness and ministry. Do we only adhere to the ministries of the church that make us look good from the outside? Or are we also willing to walk with other people, getting our hands dirty in the service of others, even not known to us, and offer the love of Christ in our very unique ways? And are we willing to adapt to the changes that our society is facing so as to meet the needs of the people but do not jeopardize our faith and service to the Lord. Yes, we observe traditions of the church, but our focus must be on the essentials or internal and not just the external. These observances must flow free from deep within us, from the core of our hearts, and these ones will not become stumbling blocks in this exercise of our worship and witness. And these observances, no matter how elaborate or complicated they may be, it flows free from us, becomes a genuine expression of our praise and gratitude, of our need or repentance, and this one draws us closer to God. In relation to baptism, all of us baptized Christians are to focus on the essentials of our baptismal covenant. Meaning, we should not take baptism only as a sacrament where a person is given a Christian name. And we should not take baptism as a one-time, one-day event in the life of an individual. Baptism is being part of the individual. It's a lifetime commitment to the triune God. For in baptism, we do not only profess to believe in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but we also commit in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and prayers, that we persevere to resist evil, and when we fall into sin, we repent and return to the Lord. Then we serve Christ in all persons by loving our neighbors as ourselves. As Christians, while we are sanctified by the Holy Spirit, we journey together in serving Jesus Christ by loving other people. By that, we tell, by our lives, we show others the love of Christ. And that is the essentials of our baptism. It's not the water, it's not the grandeur of the ritual or the service performed. The essentials of our baptism is how we live our very own lives in obedience to our baptismal covenant. And going back to our passage, Jesus went on to teach the people and these Jewish leaders that the enemy is from within. He did not say that the Pharisees or the scribes are the enemy. He said, what really defiles a person resides in him on her or her, and not from the things that comes unto him. For he said, there is nothing outside a person that by going in can defile, but the things that come out are what defiles. So just imagine the food that we eat. Are we committing sin if we eat them? I suppose not. For the food that comes through the mouth goes to the stomach, then the waste leaves the body. They do not hurt the soul. What Jesus is pointing here is that it's not what comes to the person that makes the person unclean, but what is in the person's heart. It is in the heart that evil intentions comes, like fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, folly. And as believers, and in trying not to commit those evil intentions mentioned, for some, they distance themselves from those people whom they think are unclean. They try to avoid them as much as possible so that they will not get infected. Further, they tried to clean and to live a clean and peaceful lives without hurting or ostracizing other people or race or community. In doing that, they try to focus on the evil that others do rather than see what's good in these people. And in trying to live faithful lives in the way God would want us to live, there will always be temptations that we judge others who do not live the same way we do. And because of that, we are even tempted to believe that we are more deserving of God's grace and love than others. For allowing evil thoughts to reside in our minds, can harm us. Because if we think about evil, we are more likely inclined to commit sin. The more often we make picture in our minds of doing wrong, the more likely we are to do wrong. Just for example, instead of thinking reconciliation and offering forgiveness to a person who wronged us, we think of justice as a means for us to get even. And the worst is when we curse a person. But the good news in Jesus Christ is that He comes not only to restore our relationship with the Father, offer us fullness of life, but also cleanse us from within so that we will become worthy and acceptable to God the Father. This is the concern of Jesus, the cleansing of our hearts and the renewal of our minds. He sees clearly the ugliness of the human heart, yet He does not turn away. He sees right through ourselves, knows what lurks in our hearts, yet He loves us still. And for our response, the letter of James exhorts us to live lives of holiness. And we can do that by fulfilling or living out the heart of the law, that is, loving God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and loving our neighbor as ourselves. As Christians, we have been gifted with unique talents and abilities to express this love for God in our unique and simple ways. This is because Jesus wants us to act from a heart animated with love and to serve Him and His people in sincerity and truth. We have to remember that no law or tradition, either community or church, or church tradition, will save us from the darkness that lurks within our hearts. It is only Jesus who can cleanse our hearts, only if we give Him a chance. And in that way, we will be filled by the presence of Christ. And instead of traditions to rule our lives, the love of Christ reigns in our hearts and His light shining in us. Being faithful is not about clean hands, but a heart that is cleansed, a renewed right spirit, and a life shaped by the self-giving love of God in Jesus Christ. May we then continue to call in the name of the Lord to clean our hearts and renew our minds so that our witness and service may bring about genuine faith that gives glory to God the Father. Amen.